And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We have a special and spectacular guest, I'll bet. I don't know that she is spectacular in doing interviews, but her book is that way. Wendy Suzuki. It's wendysuzuki.com if you want to look up the book. Healthy Brain, Happy Life. It's Wendy, S-U-Z-U-K-I, like the Suzuki method. But the book was really interesting to me because obviously everyone over the age of 50 has to be into the brain. How do you get your brain to keep functioning? And everyone worries about it because 1 in 3 people over the age of 85 develops cognitive dysfunction, 1 in 2 women. So you're really concerned about this as you get older and you say, what can we do to prevent it? We do have a brain wellness program that we run at the Cleveland Clinic, but this is a book that teaches you from the one who did a lot of the work on this, how to improve your memory and what's most important. Now, I'm going to tell you one other thing. When I started, I read about at least half of each of the books we review every week. We do a book a week at least, and so I read about half of that. I did that here, but normally I span and, in addition to that, read the first page of every remaining chapter. I did that here too, but there are a whole bunch of things that I haven't gotten to ask because this is really a fascinating book. What Wendy does in this book and what Wendy did in the book, and it's wonderful, is at the end of every book, she does essentially action steps, takeaways on what the subject was in the chapter and what you can take away from it, as well as exercises. How do you increase your brain speed, your brain functioning? So it is wonderful in that respect. And in many respects. In addition, when you get into the book, you will learn what it is like to be a professor in a top, what we call the top research universities, and what the pressures are and why she chose the path she did. I'm also going to tell you one thing. The first 4 pages of the book don't do the rest of the book justice. So just forget the first 4 pages or read them and say, I'm going to get through the first introductory chapter. And then I'm going to start having a lot of fun, because you will have a lot of fun after that chapter. So Wendy, why did you, let's go to the basic question. You've done a huge amount of research. You're a tenured professor at NYU. Are you still at NYU?
Yes, absolutely.
And so you're a tenured professor at one of the great research universities in the country, and you decided to share this really interesting story with us. What got you to decide, I want to add to all my workload and share this story with us?
Well, for me, it was so compelling in that this was something very personal. That I discovered about myself, that is how exercise can really improve my cognitive functions. I noticed that it was improving my memory and my mood and my attention. And it really, that personal observation led me to change the entire research program that I was running at New York University. And I realized it has so many implications, understanding all the mechanisms that are going on there. And we don't understand that yet. And what are those implications? It has implications for how we use exercise in schools, how we use exercise to improve our cognitive abilities as adults trying to compete in a very competitive world. And as you mentioned in the start, it has really important implications for how we prime our brain to be as healthy as possible as we go into the older age and aging process, where we are more susceptible to things like dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and a whole bunch of different degenerative diseases. So that's why I wrote the book. I found it so fascinating, but also so important.
So we should say that Wendy Suzuki is a researcher, was studying the brain before this occurred. I don't know whether she called herself, I can't remember, it wasn't frumpy, but it was another word like that where it hadn't done any exercise in a long period of time when she decided that she went on a trip an adventure trip and couldn't pull her weight, and that's why she decided to do it, not because of her research in the brain. She already knew some of the research in the brain and exercise. So, let me go in and now say what is the key on exercise? Let's say our demographic, I think, is probably 50 to 65 year old women who are listening to the show, maybe mm-hmm. 50 to 75 year old women. And if you look at that group of people, and I know I've got guys, so they'll email me now, but I know they're guys. But if you're going to say, here's how to start an exercise program. You started in a very vigorous way, but most people can't do that. But if you're going mm-hmm. to start, where should you start? Should you start with meditation? Should you start with exercise? Should you start with food? Should you start with the brain games that are advertised on TV or at the AARP site?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think exercise, all of those things that you listed are important. I think exercise is a really important one to get into your life. And that's why I provide at the end of each chapter what I call brain hacks, which are easy to do, 4 minute or less ways to get more of something in your life that I've talked about in the book. I talk about exercise brain hacks or creativity brain hacks, reducing stress brain hacks, or meditation brain hacks. And exercise brain hacks are, you know, just being aware of ways that are not going to the gym necessarily or strapping on your, you know, running shoes to get more aerobic activity in your life. Things like playing with your pet, having a pillow fight with whoever's around to have a pillow fight with, walking up the stairs at work to a favorite song that really provides me a lot of motivation. So, you can start small. And, the other key that I really emphasize in the book is that you have to find something that you enjoy doing. Not the most popular thing that, you know, that you saw a commercial of, but explore things. If you like to be outside, do your walks outside, do your jog walking outside. If you like the social aspect of classes at the gym, which I love, and the music and the motivation from teachers, then find the best classes around. But those are two keys. Start small and find something that you really enjoy doing, because this is something that we hope that you will continue for the rest of your life.
Now, when you look at the mechanism, whether it is release of that miracle growth for the brain, brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, or whether it is a different mechanism, mm-hmm. are those stimulated by small bursts of exercise? Do they require longer bursts? When do we get that maximum benefit for minimum work, if you will, aspect?
Right, right. Well, there are a couple of different answers to that. We know that there are significant effects of just what we call acute exercise, going to the gym for an hour. In fact, we're about to publish a study showing that just 1 hour of aerobic exercise can improve your performance on attention tasks. It improves your attention function for at least 2 hours after the exercise bout.
Does that mean before you go to a class, if you're taking a class, if you're a student, you should work out for the hour beforehand? And
yes,
what does it
means,
say yeah. when we come back, what does it say about decreasing physical activity classes in our public education system, our K-12 system?
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk to Wendy Suzuki. It's like I could talk to her forever, because she is a fountain of knowledge and really one of the people who has done most work on discovering what it takes to have a healthy brain and a happy life for the rest of your life. Activate your brain and do everything better. WendySuzuki.com. This is a fantastic book. You'll want to get it. But it's also, she just has really good information. And as you heard, really logical. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Wendy Suzuki. Stay tuned.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Wendy Suzuki. WendySuzuki.com is the website for Healthy Brain, Happy Life. Great book. It really is a great book. I don't know what a hack is, but I assume it is something like a hacking into the brain. This way, you actually improve your brain. These are brain hacks at the end of every chapter, as well as a summary. It's really a brilliantly written book as well, and designed book by Wendy Suzuki. And one of the things we were talking about right before the break was about the absence of physical education in our public schools. As we cut down on costs, if you will, two things go out, music teachers and phys ed teachers, as well as teachers of how to cook, what you used to call home economics. So what's your thoughts on that? And it really seems from your initial statement that we need them back.
We need them back. I think it's one of the biggest mistakes in education that physical activity got taken out of the schools, or is being taken out of the schools, or reduced. Because all the research, certainly all the animal research and the growing research in people, including younger students, show that both short-term exercise as well as long-term exercise improves the brain functions that you need to be optimal to better learn and better understand. In fact, at New York University, I'm developing programs for college students to try and optimize their college experience and trying to figure out what is that exercise prescription for this age group that will help them, you know, perform maximally on their research. And we're just starting that this coming academic year.
So you go through so many things in this book that are wonderful. One of the great stories you have is the start of a semester's class on memory, where I think you had someone come in a gold booty shorts and dance sensually in front of the class. And of course they remember that, and part of it is that emotional experience. And you did a lot in determining the importance of the emotional areas of the brain to increasing our brain functioning. So in this book are a lot of tricks like that, how to make sure you remember something if you really want to, as well as overall improvements. Okay, so I've got to ask the question, if someone says, should I learn to cook or should I do an hour of exercise three times a week? And should I cook healthy or should I exercise three times a week? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I say that that's a very difficult question to ask, because as you know, eating healthy is essential for good health and long life, and so is exercise. So I guess I would say, being practical, nobody else can exercise for you. You have to do that. You can buy healthy food. Find a good, healthy takeout that you can use. And so I would say, if you only have this amount of time and your choices between exercise and learning how to cook, go ahead and exercise.
Now, Wendy, I didn't, as I told you, I didn't get to finish this book because I just ran out of time. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful book. I read the end of the brain hacks, if you will, as well as the first page on every chapter after the first half of the book. I think it's so wonderful. I've got to tell you, my daughter is a PhD organic chemist teaching at Duke in those first 6 years. So I'm buying an extra copy or two of the book for her, because it's such a wonderful book. And she did start to read it and loved it. But in it inhibited me reading it this morning, that she was hogging the book. It's a wonderful book. But in fact, so just so people know, you're living in New York, where there are restaurants, bars, et cetera, and you, for a long while, were eating at the bars after essentially sitting at a bar and eating after you finished your day's work. And now you've added exercise to your program. What have you cut out to add the exercise, or are you more efficient in everything else?
Yeah, exactly. The second. So I spend literally 7-8 hours more a week exercising now than I did, you know, 10 years ago before I started this program and, or I made this change. And you think, God, where did I get all that time? Because I had no time back then. And it really is that the time that I, that remains after I take that 7 or 8 hours worth of exercise is so much more efficient, so much happier. Better mood is enjoyed by all. And I have to say that in addition to exercise, what you missed in the last chapter is all about meditation and what we know about the effects of meditation. I had a similar kind of epiphany about adding a meditation to my life. I have a subchapter called Confessions of a Yo-Yo Meditator. I've tried all kinds of meditation and have quit all kinds of meditation before I found, you know, a program that I really enjoyed and I do very regularly. And there again, there's another 20 minutes a day that, where am I going to get that? But I notice it if it's not there. That grounding, that breathing that I do during the meditation is also changing my brain in complementary, ways that then exercises.
Yeah. When I look at it, I'm a quantitative person. I did real age, if you will. So the effect of each of your health habits on your rate of aging.
Yeah.
When we did this, when we looked at the brain, we said 26 out of 100 points is managing stress through meditation. 24 out of 100 was, in fact, the exercise. About 15 is food choices and portion size. And someplace between 10 and 15 is new creativity, whether it's music or whether it is games, etc. So all of those are key and changes. Now, what have you done? You live in New York. Are you able to find healthy food, or do you still, how do you take out? What do you do?
So, it's going to sound like a commercial, but what I love to cook, and, I love to cook healthy, but, I actually don't like to shop at the grocery store. And so what I do is I use this, company called Plated, which is they send you all the ingredients, all the raw ingredients and organic ingredients for all the recipes that you pick, and you can cook it yourself. But I love just getting just enough parsley to put in my, you know, vegetarian hummus dinner that they give me all the ingredients for. And so I do that.
And so we're fantastic. We're talking to Wendy Suzuki, S-U-Z-U-K-I, WendySuzuki.com. We'll have to have her back. Healthy Brain, Happy Life, fantastic book. Go and get the brain hacks. If all you do is look at the brain hacks and the summaries, it's wonderful. But you also learn why there's so much stress on our young scientists and why she has found a great way to have a great brain for a long time. Healthy Brain, Happy Life. Come back. We'll be right back after these messages. Remember, you get to stay as young as you want. You get to take control of your genes. And many of the things she said, exercise, managing stress with routine meditation, healthy eating, and, in fact, brain games we didn't get into are all important. Radio MD, stay well.